The Federal Surface Transportation Board on Monday approved Chicago-based Iowa Pacific's request for common carrier status. That means the rail company, which also owns the Saratoga and North Creek Railway, will be able to restore tracks and provide freight service between North Creek and the site of decommissioned World War II mines at Tahawus. That site has nearly 100 million tons of limestone minerals and iron tailing remnants containing titanium and rare earth elements needed in high-tech manufacturing. Warren County Board of Supervisors Chair Dan Steck anticipates a boost in the region's economy.
In the village of Corinth, you have the old International Paper Mill that closed several years ago that has a rail spur there. And then you have Barton Mines in North Creek that mines garnet, and they could be served by the rail as well. And then, of course, the cleanup of the old industrial site in Tahawus. I mean, there's literally football fields of old mining tailings there. So there's three examples right off the top of my head of businesses that could benefit from this. Our understanding from the business model that Iowa Pacific has is that a rail spur somewhere in upstate New York could potentially benefit other communities in the Northeast. So it's part of a bigger scheme of transportation and shipping.
Protect the Adirondacks is opposed to the tracks being refurbished and reopened. The group claims the rail line was illegally built by the federal government across 13 miles of the state forest preserve during World War II. Conservation Advocacy Committee co-chair John Caffrey says the group wants the rails removed and the land returned to the forest preserve.
I think that the Surface Transportation Board ruled on narrow ground regarding its own jurisdiction. Protect's principal issue is that the railroad line easements have expired or been abandoned by the former owners, and so it can't continue to be operated. It should revert to the forest preserve. For our organization, the preservation of the forest preserve is a paramount goal.
Iowa Pacific Holdings President Ed Ellis says Protect the Adirondacks is not the only environmental group vying over what to do with the track.
We're the other environmental group. We're the green mode of transportation. We use less fuel per mile than trucks. We emit less pollutants per mile. And the other thing is, I look at the minerals on the ground at Tahawus as really a form of recycling because the digging and the piling up has already been done. We're not creating anything new. We're simply helping find a use for a material that's already been dug up out of the ground.
Iowa Pacific's Ed Ellis could not estimate how long it would take to remove the nearly 100 million tons of material, but noted if they fill 1,000 rail cars a year, that would only be 500,000 tons annually. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.